You are listening to Concert Blast.
Smith, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, I'm Clay.
And I'm Sheila.
We're from Sykeson, Missouri.
We are listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, I'm Tony Vance from Bowling Green, Kentucky, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
My name is Kayla Hood, and I am listening to Concert Blast.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
Hi, and welcome to Concert Blast. This is Tom Thompson along with
Mike Arnold
and Brian Hasbrook.
Thank you so much for listening to our show.
Absolutely, man. We just love it when you check out Concert Blast. And, of course, we love your emails, too. Keep sending them.
We're going to start off with a show that was actually came to the Wild Horse Saloon in March, and the headliners came back in early fall with two shows this time. Now, back in March, they sold out the Wild Horse.
We're talking about Foreigner, and I'm telling you what, Mike, you're right. They had an unbelievable, great sold-out show back in,
March.
Yeah, and, I mean, just blew us away. So, yes, when we saw that Foreigner was coming again in the fall this year, we're like, hey, we got to check it out and hopefully hear a lot of different songs. But guess what? We didn't, did we?
It's about the same show. They do have a new album out. They re-recorded hits, but they also have some new songs on it. They did one of the songs for this show, and that song is Too Late. Before they came out, we had Kip Winger. When we first heard that Kip Winger was going to be on the show, we didn't know it was just going to be Kip Winger. We thought it was actually going to be Winger.
Yeah, we were hoping that at least, you know, because I haven't seen Winger in probably 10 years, and definitely one of my favorite bands of the 80s and 90s.
Would have been nice to have a full-blown band out there, but I guess economically and every other way, Kip just came out there basically doing a solo act with an acoustic guitar.
I didn't recognize him.
Well, his hairdo was completely different. But if you looked at his face, I mean, he hadn't aged that much.
Well, no, he hasn't aged that much, but I thought he was taller, bigger, you know, and he wasn't. If I'd seen him walking backstage, I'd be thinking, kind of looked familiar, but, you know, not sure if I could get it, you know.
You say, hey, buddy, have you seen Kip Winger around here?
So what we got was a very, very good acoustic set list. Kip came out.
Well, let's listen how Kip came out.
Let's do it.
We're standing here in front of the stage here at the Wild Horse waiting for Kip Winger to hit the stage. The
stage really looks nice tonight. They've done a good job.
This is one of Tom's very favorite. Name some of the songs that you're looking forward to tonight.
Hungry, absolutely fantastic.
17
that could be a possibility tonight.
I'm just wondering how he's going to do some of these things acoustically.
It all depends on how good of a guitarist he is.
And what we've heard so far, he's very good.
So it's just him and a guitarist tonight, right?
He is the guitarist.
Well, then he better be good, shouldn't he?
I'd say he is.
There you go.
Looking forward to seeing a heavy metal act on an acoustic guitar. One acoustic guitar.
Well, it's always interesting when you know of anybody who's played in a rock and roll band and then they come out and perform, you know, 20 years later acoustically. So we're excited about it.
Actually, sometimes the new version, as long as they keep fairly true, comes off sounding really good.
And we're about to find all that out.
And I can't wait, man. I tell you what, I haven't seen Quentin Winger for at least 10 years.
Never saw him.
I've never seen him either.
He's great. He's absolutely great. So hope he keeps my thoughts of greatness about him tonight.
Yeah, Kip Winger coming out on stage, Tom.
Yes, he's got a beautiful blue acoustic guitar, and hope he's going to rock this place.
Acoustically, of course.
Acoustically, right. The best you can acoustically. Pretty good crowd right there, wanting Kip to get rocking and rolling, but he came out with this absolutely beautiful, it was like a aqua blue, I'm not even sure what brand it was.
I don't know, I say kind of sky blue, but he had artwork on top of it too, so I can't even remember what all it looked like.
Yeah. It's a 12-string acoustic guitar.
Oh, well, absolutely, and if you throw the pictures on the website, they'll probably see that.
Ooh, I heard that. So look at concertblast.com and see some of Brian's work there.
That's right, you know. Kip goes out there, like we said, a great ovation for him coming out there with that acoustic. And that acoustic was loud, clear.
He was banging it.
And he was strumming that baby hard.
Well, he came out on his first song of the night. It's a song from his CD, Songs from the Ocean. And this song is called Cross. Didn't know any better. It sounded like he turned a little religious on us to listen to this song.
Yes, absolutely. But then you know what? He had to break right into one of the best Winger songs out there, Headed for a Heartbreak.
Yeah, you were here when I came. You'll be here when I'm gone. So don't be waiting for love. Cause I'll be waiting to ramble on. You're headed for
And then he says, I'm going to do something different tonight. Kip says, I'm going out on a limb tonight. When I do these acoustic shows, that's what I want to do. So he went into the next song, an older one from Winger called Blind Revolution Mad.
Meanwhile, vigilante gangs take their fangs into the street. They've all a drone. While plastic faces run for king. This disassociation land. A dying defense.
But, you know, Kip is definitely a natural out there. You can tell he's done it for such a long time. Of course, in Winger, his band, he's the bass player. But he could really play that acoustic very well.
I'll tell you what, it's a lot more difficult and challenging if you're standing up there by yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about being the one and only focus. Any clinkers? Brother, they're going to be heard. Any squeaking in your voice? Oh, man.
That's it.
So it does take somebody with a lot of talent to stand up there by themselves.
Kip Winger's voice really stood out.
Oh, yeah, and this next song, Kip was asking for the crowd to sing along, and they did, and they sang on Miles Away.
Sometimes, just for a moment, I reach out and hope you're still there. Miles away. No, you're never turning back, and I just can't wait anymore. Left of what we had just when I needed.
Kip's vocals were absolutely phenomenal in that song. I mean, he really could carry that note. He still has it.
Now, Tom, this is one of your favorite songs from them, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was easy, man.
What do you mean easy?
Easy to like, man. I'll tell you what. Of course, that song is easy coming, easy go.
You got to feel it in your blood. Play the game like you've already won. And you'll only, only, only own it when you say easy come, easy go. This won't break my heart, don't you know? Sometimes high. Come, easy go.
He broke right into another one of his big hits, Madeleine.
Saving your soul for that one last kiss, living your wish upon a star, Madeleine. This is love too tough to tame, Madeleine. Beware of the girl, beware of the pain.
Then he did something that we didn't think he would do. He pulled out his acoustic to do one of the harder rockers of Winger in a song called 17.
And just when I thought she was coming to my door, she whispered sweet and brought me to the floor. She said, I'm only 17, but I'll show you love like.
Remember what he said? He says, she's only, I can't say 17, she's only 37.
Yes, she did. That was very good. That's right. You know, 20 years later. That's pretty good, though.
Kip went off the stage. He said his good nights. Listen to the response. The acoustic guitar, can he?
Man, can he ever. He can make that 12 string just talk to you, can he? Yeah. Hey, very impressive.
Very hard to keep that thing in tune when he's finished with it, I'm sure.
Oh, there's no doubt, because he plays it hard, but it sounds great. I'm very impressed.
And quick.
That's right, because, I mean, he played bass with the band. You know, I'm surprised he plays that guitar that well.
Yeah. And then that was it. No encore, no anything. We just got ready for Foreigner to come out, and the crowd was ready for Foreigner.
One thing, too, man, that we looked around after Kip Winger, and next thing we knew, the house was almost full. I mean, literally, boom, there was the Foreigner fans, and they were ready for Foreigner, weren't they?
You can tell by a weekday night. It's like the dinner crowd, the regular crowd rumbles in, you know, kind of thing, and they did. It looked like everybody went out to dinner, came in, and was there in time for Foreigner.
Well, it was one of those strange things. For whatever reason, you know, Foreigner thought they could definitely come out and do two-night show. Well, of course, typically, a two-night show is either going to be Thursday and Friday or Friday and Saturday. Who thought of a Wednesday and Thursday show?
Which isn't very good to have two nights and both of them being on a weeknight, along with just being here in March. What, 6 months later, they're back again?
Good point.
Yeah,
we can only spend so much money.
But you know what? Literally, I think if they would have came another Friday or Saturday night, I would easily would have sold out again.
That just makes it a whole lot easier for people to come out.
Again, Foreigner, just a phenomenal, great, energetic band. You got to take your hat off to them. They still got it.
Well, let's listen how they hit the stage.
Well, Foreigner's about to take the stage here at the Wild Horse Saloon.
It looks like they're about to come out.
I love this intro they do.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Most famous classics in all the world of music.
On stage. And
I think they start off with one of their best songs, especially a starting off song. Of course, that song is
Double Vision.
Is a good starting off song, but not quite good as Long, Long Way From Home.
I agree.
I'm not going to say that.
I'm definitely with you.
Long, Long Way From Home? Okay, we'll play it, Brian.
That's right.
Thank you.
For Brian's sake, we'll play it, okay?
Since they should have started off with that song anyway.
I was inside.
Go, Foreigner.
Maybe they're listening to us.
And they went through several hits. We're talking about Head Games.
Cold as Ice.
Listen to how Kelly introduced Cold as Ice.
Hello, Nashville. How you feeling? Night number two. So we're warmed up and ready to rock. We hope you are too, are you?
Kelly is the lead singer.
Yeah, Kelly Hansen's lead singer, Jeff Pinson, is on the bass. And then we have a keyboardist. We have a drummer. It's not Jason Bonham anymore. He's probably getting ready for the Zeppelin tour,
who's
y'all.
Who's the other guitarist?
And the other guitarist, you got Tommy Kimble. And then you got Mick.
Jones.
You got Mick Jones.
The only original band member left.
And like we were saying, they went through their set list just like they did last time with, you know, Waiting for a Girl Like You. They did throw in a new song from their new CD called Too Late.
It's too late to take back the things you did to me. It's too bad. It's too late. It's too bad. It's too late. I tried, but this time you've gone and crossed the line.
Also, the name of their new album out there, too. And I like the song. It's good.
It goes like, too late.
But again, we're not going to go in great detail because we did do this show, like you say, literally, you know, 7-8 months ago. But there was something special about this show.
Well, this is the encore, y'all. Listen to what comes up.
What? Or who comes out.
To say. He's hushing the crowd.
Nah. Now he's getting them going.
Yeah.
Here comes Tom Kimmel. Oh, Jeff is still running around getting the crowd wired up. The drummer of the keyboards came out. Here comes the rest of the guys.
All right, you're going to have to help us out on this next one. We're going to need you to raise your voices and sing with us on this one. Can you do that, Nashville? All right, put your arm around somebody right now. Find someone. Let's raise the noise and do this one together. You know the song. You know the words. If you need some help, we got a special friend coming out here.
Winona Judd just walked out on stage. And they're singing to each other. Here she comes.
This mountain of mine feels like the world.
Talking about the energy just going absolutely crazy. I mean, that place just freaked out.
Those people woke up. I mean, they were alive and energized anyway.
They really were.
But, man, they just went over the top when Winona Judd came out.
Well, that's the way it is here in Nashville. You never know who's going to walk up. You never know.
Winona sounded so incredible.
Oh, especially back during the chorus toward the end of the song, they kept going back, and she was just wailing on some of those notes.
I'm telling you, it was an event that literally nobody, unless you were in Nashville, Tennessee, would have ever seen that performance.
The only thing I was expecting, I was hoping there was like the Fisk Jubilee Choir back then.
Oh, that would have been great.
That would have killed it, wouldn't
it? Or TSU's or somebody's. Yeah, you're right. But also, not only when Winona was singing, they stopped and got the crowd to sing. Listen to this clip.
I think every person in the house was singing. It was that loud. I know I was.
Oh, I know I was.
Woo, definitely. We were having just a great time. I mean, it was really a fantastic show. And then, of course...
Winona was not only out there singing, she was out there teasing the crowd because she had a little lanyard around her neck that said All Access. So she was kind of waving that in front of the crowd and see what kind of money she could get out of them.
Yeah, she was trying to auction it off.
And that's one thing I really loved about her is you could tell she was having a great time out there on stage. And I believe the plan, and I don't know for sure about this, that she was only supposed to do one song.
And she actually did too.
Kelly goes, there's one more song. I know she knows this song. And she stops and she's walking off backstage. She turns around and looks at him. Come on, you got to sing this with us. Y'all want her to sing this with us?
She kind of tried to halfway walk off after I Want to Know What Love Is, but Kelly, of course, called her back. Well, kind of grabbed her, pulled her back. But,
yes.
But then they broke right into Hot Blooded.
And I have to add, Brian's got such great picks. Got to check them out again.
Actually, they posed for you once. Didn't she say, take my picture?
I'm sure she did.
She said, I'm with a rock star. Somebody take my picture.
She did. Like we said, she has had such a blast out there.
Well, a lot of people forget just how big an artist Winona is. And to have her grace the stage is really something, because Foreigner looked like they were really happy that she was there.
It definitely made the night for sure.
I'll tell you, Kelly stayed with her on the vocals. He is good.
Very impressive. I'll tell you, his vocals are just as good as ever, and yes, he did a great job.
This is our second time to see Winona this year, isn't it, Brian? We saw her backstage at the Dove Awards. Remember, she came out. She opened the Dove Awards with Natalie Grant, and then she came out and talked to the media people.
I do love her honesty, though, because people ask how she's doing. She says, well, all of you guys in the media know my history.
I can't hide mine. It's all in the papers. If you read the tabloids, you know all about me.
Very true.
Well, that was the night for Foreigner. Let's listen to him say goodnight. Saying goodbye, throwing out picks and sticks. Mick Jones has got them. He's throwing them out by the handfuls.
One more time, give it up for Winona. Thank you, guys.
They all lined up across the front of the stage, taking their final bow. Goodbyes. Very good show. Everybody was very enthusiastic about the show tonight. Did you like this tonight, Tom?
Man, I'll tell you what, man. Winona can really get this crowd going, can't she?
That was the magic for the encore, wasn't it?
That was definitely the magic. Wow, this place just went crazy.
I gotta get a good time.
Thank you for listening again. And we also want to thank everybody out there for voting for us on Podcast Alley. Don't forget to do so every month. Right-hand side of our website, there's a link that says vote.
Please vote. I should say, please vote. You know, but we want you.
Oh, I'm not too proud. Please vote.
No, that's right. But it's real easy. Click on it. All you got to do is verify your vote. And we would just appreciate it so much.
There you go.
And there's always a little space for comment.
There you go.
That's right.
Well, until next time. This is Mike signing off.
Tom signing off.
And Brian signing off.
God bless you, everybody.
Yoo-hoo, yeah.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.
I get the bow.
You get the low boo.
Low. How low can you go?